Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. And all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, August 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Mat Northern Mart and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Actually, I won't be able to make that one, so I hope somebody shows up. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our net preamble at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Whoever that station was, you have a lot of static. You're unreadable at this point. I just can't understand you. Are there any other mobile stations? All right, are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening. And there is one more station. It'll be my friend Bill from Warrendale, Pennsylvania. He'll be right up after me.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill from Warrendale checking in through the Echolink system. And at the time I'm transmitting, I can see no others have logged on. Back to net control, over.
All right, there's two stations. We'll go to KD2FPM. Kevin, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, good evening to all of my friends up in the North Country in the Boonville area. This is KD2FPM. Yeah, I'm out here in Oneonta in the central southern tier. Currently under partly cloudy skies, have 72 degrees. Hit a high of about 85 here this afternoon. It was nice and toasty. So I kind of hunkered down in the air conditioning. I cheated today and just kind of chilled out. I tell you what, on that note, I'll step back and I will listen. This is KD2FPM back to net control, 7-3.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Kevin. And don't blame you there. It was kind of sticky and hot out there today. And I want to understand it's going to be that way for the rest of the week. So get used to it. All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. K3TFB, Bill and Warrendale. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB in the group. Good evening, all. And roughly it's 81 degrees. It was a hot, dry day here. Of course, the air conditioners were on max just to try to keep it cool. I just got back from an emergency. They had an accident up at Route 8 and Airport Road. It's a hot spot for that. Always amazes me how people can entangle themselves in some kind of wreckage due to the fact that going too fast, not paying the rules, not paying attention. Maybe they're transmitting on an Echolink somewhere. Nah, I don't think that's possible. But it always amazes me. I'm always amazed how much of this happens. And sad to say, last night, you know, I had the monitor on, and the dispatcher in Westmoreland County was announcing, you know, a head-on collision, people trapped in a car on fire, and someone was ejected, and that turned out to be two deaths. All could have been preventable, like most accidents. Could have been preventable. Well, I'm not going to hang the repeater up here too long. Good evening to all there. I hope everyone stays cool this evening. It's going to be hot this weekend, and I hope people can find a cool place and drink a lot. Back to Net Control. Thanks for being there. KA3TFB, over.
All right there, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in, and yeah, we're gonna be warm. So make sure those air conditioners are ready to go. All right, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature here of 69 degrees, and we had a range today of 62 to 81. And they say, actually up here I've never really needed air conditioning in the 24 years plus that I've been here. They're supposed to get up, I think, to about 88 by Wednesday. And then Thursday, it's supposed to thunderstorm, and they're all supposed to only get up to 82 and then drop down into the 70s again. I'll sure be glad of that. Did go out and do a little weed whacking today before it got too warm out there. And I did fight with after, of course, going to church this morning, Port Lyden, and up to the hospital with, you know, Rose County General to see Mother. And then home from there, a little bit of weed whacking, and that was about it. So, faith to everyone. God bless. 73 is on 2PFM clear.
Deal without the air conditioning, at least not in my office. I can handle a fan in most places, but with all the, I got, let's see, one, two, three, sometimes four different computers running in this little office, and they can heat up a room pretty quick all on their own. So, all right, well, thanks, George. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
KA2AIT.
ALW. All right, there's two more. KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Okay, I just got wiped out by mattress. Did you call me to come in, Jeff?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I figured you probably were. I knew there was somebody talking in the background, but I couldn't really hear it. Okay, very good. Well, we had quite a warm day down this way. I didn't check the high, but I know at one point it was over 85. And supposed to be a few good days, a little on the warm side to suit me, but I know you guys like a lot of that heat. 78 right now. So I still have the air conditioning kind of running on a fairly warm, although we don't run it very cold. But it's enough to keep the, you know, humidity out and the house quite comfortable. So I guess that's about it from down this way. I'll say 7-3s to you, 7-3s to all. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I'm with you there. I got to keep the air conditioner on most of the time. Keep the humidity out more than anything else. So I'll probably leave it on here, bits and pieces here tonight, and that way keep the place dry because it looks like it's going to heat up every day this week. And you keep the house at a certain temperature, and you don't have to work the air conditioner as hard. So, all right. Well, thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on board.
nice day today. Finally got a summer day to complement of maybe four others that we've that we've had during the course of the summer. If you want to call it summer, but anyway, it's inspiring, and maybe, like Jack said, we'll get a couple more. So I hope that's the case. Had a couple of things I got done today and enjoyed it. Then took the afternoon, we got on the lake and went around, got relaxed a little bit, just took a little tour around the lake and went out again to visit a friend on the island this evening after dinner and helped him with a project he was doing, and that's pretty much about it. 69 degrees here right now and cooling down, but I think it's probably only going to maybe drop to the mid-60s, not really sure. I did make an announcement last night. We're going on vacation this coming week, and I'll probably, we got the family, family and friends coming up. They're going to stay here, and we're going on a trip for a week, so we'll be on from the 20th to probably the, I think the 30th, somewhere in that area. So we'll need somebody to cover the net for that time. And that'll be Thursday and Friday, two times. So I hope somebody can take care of that. Hate to leave it, you know, where I don't know who's going to take it on, but anyway, Jeff, that's pretty much it. First vacation we've had in a long time, other than a long weekend here and there. And I think it was time to do something. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. You have a good evening. And 5AOW, back to net control.
Hi, Bill. We usually did Thursdays to Thursdays and Saturdays, right?
Roger.
Okay, I should be able to get that Saturday, I think. I could probably pick up Thursday, too, if I remember. that's the question, if I remember. Well, if I don't pick it up, somebody else will pick it up. But, well, have a good time there on your vacation, long overdue. And I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun with that. And that reminds me, I got to order an antenna this week. I'll be doing some vacationing myself, almost up at camp, but I broke my antenna up there and got to get it to work. So that's another thing I got to put on my list this week. But, all right, thanks for checking in there, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
I've got a small antenna for 2 meter, and it might get you by if you don't pick anything up in the interim. And if you want, I'll bring it with me at the meeting, and you're welcome to use it, keep it, do whatever you want. If not, give it back to me at another time. So if that'll help you out or work out, feel free to do it, Jeff. So, anyway, back to you at 5ALW.
Well, I appreciate that. Normally I'd say yes, except I'm not going to be at the meeting this Tuesday. My wife's got to go on for shoulder surgery here on Tuesday, and I don't know what time it's all going to wrap up, and I probably should stick around anyway, stick around the house, at least that day. And, she's probably going to be a bit sore and not going to want to be getting around. So I do appreciate that, but I got one in mind. I'm going to order here. I really want this one here that I've been looking at for a while. And I just kind of needed an excuse to actually buy it. And now I definitely have it because I don't even have an antenna up there. It's one of the reasons why I haven't been around all week. But I appreciate that, Bill. Thanks a lot. I think we got it though. I think we got it covered. Thanks again. All right. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I got today, I'm watching a couple series on Amazon TV. not my Amazon TV, Amazon Prime, but there's a bunch of shows you can get from all types of TV sources, HBO or NBC, you name it. And I was watching a few of them today, then I, me and my daughter went out and went and stopped at my grandmother's and we went out to lunch and a couple other errands here and there, and then I went right back to watching movies. It was kind of hot, sticky out, and I just didn't feel like being out in it, to be honest with you. It was a lot nicer inside sitting by the fan. And, yeah, we've really gotten to like these new smart TVs now. They all connect right to your internet connection, and, you know, you really don't need cable like you used to. So you can watch most of the shows that you normally watch right online, and there's no commercials. So that's a big, you know, big plus there, too. But, anyway, that's about all I have to report. All right. 82AIT, that's over the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Enter BFM for a little advice.
Enter BFM, go ahead, George.
I don't think, what you say, you're not really that far from the repeater, are you?
Right here? No, I was talking about my antenna off the cam.
You're leaving a camp. Are you really that far away?
We're about, well, the spot we're in makes it, my handheld won't work in there. So I'd say it's about Jackson Hill, oh, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 miles.
Oh, all right. Okay, that's a little more than I thought. Okay, yeah, I'm about, 25, 30 miles from Jackson Hill here, and, I mean, even with a handheld inside with 1 watt, I could bring it up. Remember that. I was going to say, I didn't think you were that far away that you could probably just use a humble ground plane, even make one yourself if you had to, and, you could probably get in with that, but I didn't realize you were in a bad spot and about 30 miles away. Okay, now that I know what the problem is. Okay, Kepler 73, M2PFM clear.
Yeah, thanks, George. It's kind of in an odd spot. Some repeaters up there I can hit with minimal power, pretty far away, at least for that location. I hit some out in Syracuse. And then, but the other side of the mountain, it's, or the hill there, that's a lot harder to hit. You gotta get that antenna right up there, and, well, it's just, I had some abuse on that antenna. Mostly it was, an accident of my own there, and I ended up, doing some damage to it. I want to get something, I want to get something real nice up there and get it right up as high as I can. And, you know, when you're up there at camp, especially when you get up there in the wintertime and it's snowing, and you're up there during hunting season and it gets dark early, you'd like to be able to get out there on the 2-meter and take a walk around the neighborhood. So, all right, thanks, George. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KD2JBC.
KD2JBC. I know your handle, but I'm having a brain cramp. Go ahead, what's going on?
It's Lou, Lincoln Echo Whiskey, over here in Gregg, New York. Just sitting here listening to you guys, thought I'd check in, say evening to you gentlemen, and definitely too hot. We're sitting down here in the cellar trying to cool off a little bit, and just wanted to say hi in 73s. Back to you, Nat.
All right, Lou, well, thanks for checking in. I do recall you checking in a long time ago, I believe. You know, recognize the handle and or the call sign, but it took me a while to remember that there. And, yeah, the basement is nature's air conditioning, that's for sure. You go downstairs in my house, and it's almost like you're going into a walk-in cooler down there when you walk down in the basement. And that's where the kids have their bedrooms down there. And this time of year, boy, they're loving it down in there. All right, thanks, Lou, and you have a good evening up there, and Greg, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing Seeing none, I'll now close Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency regularly much used. Like to thank Kevin, Bill out Warrendale, George, Jack, Bill up in Otter Lake, and Lou up in Greg. And we'll say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
KD2JBC, we're clear and listening.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, logging off through the Echolink system indeed. Stay cool, and good night.
Stations I would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can help us. This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack. N2WBX, hello Dennis. N5AOW, hello, hello Bob. Thank you both for taking in, much appreciated. I do have traffic for KD2AIT, if you happen to have a chance to come in. And looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Tonight. Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.